In information systems research and organization studies, sociomateriality is just a fancy way of saying that in life, people, the social, and technology, the material, are always connected, and they shape how we do things together. For example, when using a smartphone, both the people and the tools matter, and they influence each other in many ways. I recently co-authored a paper with Professor Mark Thompson, where we offer a new way of thinking about this topic. Most theories about sociomateriality see emotions and thoughts as separate things, but they often miss how much our feelings actually influence how we interact with technology. We want to take this discussion further by highlighting how important affect is in this process. How can paying more attention to our affectivity, emotions, feelings, etc., help us better understand how technology is actually used in real life? The psychoanalyst Jacques Lacan had an original way of explaining why affect influences how we connect with technology. He believed that we desire things, like technology or other people, because we feel like something is missing in our lives. We often try to connect with images, objects, or people to fill this gap, but it always feels just out of reach. This sense of lack can be painful, but affect is what drives us to keep searching for those connections. To illustrate our points, we include an example from the design of a geographic information system used by Earth scientists. This system creates a virtual world that mimics geological fieldwork using actual data from the Northern Lake District in the UK. Through the design of the virtual world, stakeholders experience different levels of affective connection when they interact with the world. Take developers, for example. They can get very excited about game features like flying, time-saving teleports or kit selection, kind of like World of Warcraft. Meanwhile, the CEO is more cautious and worries that using the word gamification might scare decision makers in the industry. From the perspective of the clients, many geologists are hesitant to move away from traditional fieldwork because they have, in their words, a loyalty to fieldwork. However, the director of teaching is more open-minded and sees the virtual world as a good fit for the younger people, like the Z generation. These examples show how our feelings about certain technologies or their features influence our opinions and decisions, often unconsciously. In conclusion, the paper looks into the early ideas and approaches related to notions of affect and information systems. This study introduces new and interesting possibilities for future research.